Morning. Today's daf in Pesachim, daf Beis, first daf of the Masechta. One of the first points we're going to make in the Masechta is just simply to dispel somewhat of a misconception, and that is Pesachim is not about Pesach. What I mean by that is the following. In the colloquial terminology, what we use when we describe Pesach, we're talking about the Yontif. I mean, our reference to Pesach is usually a reference to the Yontif itself. So when we say Pesach, we usually have in our mind have it that we're starting the 15th day of Nisan, which is Yontif. And when we sit down for the Seder, we're sitting down for the Seder, which is on Pesach. Now, although that's how we speak to one another, and that's how we communicate and understand one another, but halachically speaking, that's just simply inaccurate. Our Masechta, which is 10 parking long, is really dedicated to the topic of Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, the Torah instructs us to bring on the 14th day of Nisan. And so really, our Masechta primarily is not about the 15th day of Nisan, but it's primarily about the 14th day of Nisan. With that understanding, you basically now have a picture of the entire Masechta, as the entire Masechta from beginning to end is really dedicated to the 14th day of Nisan. Only do we get to the 10th parak of the Masechta, we sit down for the Seder. The 10th parak of the Masechta is really the first time we're actually talking about the Leil HaSeder, the actual night of the Seder, but up until that point in time, it's really a discussion of the 14th day of Nisan. The first four parakim of the Masechta talk about the Bir Chametz, the eradication of Chametz from our houses, which we'll discuss in length in our parak and in the second parak. In the third and fourth parakim, we talk a little bit about matzah and maror, and we speak a little bit about the menhagim of not working on Erev Pesach. Then parakim 5 through 9 of the Masechta is a discussion about the Karban Pesach, which is born the 14th day of Nisan, is spoken about in detail. So truth be told, is that half of our Masechta is really, really kachim, really a discussion in Hilchos Karbanos and the all the rules and regulations of bringing the carbon, and then once we're to the 10th parak, then that's the, quote-unquote, the popular parak, that's the one that's dedicated to the topic of the Seder. Okay, and with that in mind, we begin. We look at the first Mishnah of the Masechta, and the Mishnah begins, Or la'arbar sarbotin es ha-chametz or haner. So on the eve of the 14th, we check for chametz by the light of a candle. Kamokam she'en machnisim bo chametz, any place where I don't normally bring chametz into that area, ain't tzarich bedika, so it doesn't require bedika. And regarding the two rows of the cellar, the wine cellar, meaning the Mishnah does not seem to segue smoothly from the previous point to this point. The Mishnah just got done saying that anywhere where I don't normally bring chametz in, I don't need to check. And then the Mishnah is giving us instruction in terms of how to check in the cellar, in the wine cellar. So the Gemara is going to transition the previous point and this point, and the Gemara later on is going to explain that sometimes I bring chametz into the cellar and therefore I need to check. But even when there's that requirement to check in the cellar, I don't need to check a lot of the cellar, I just need to check two rows of the cellar. What exactly does that mean, two rows? Malkum shemachnisim bo chametz, the area where I bring chametz in. Beit Sham is of the opinion that it's two rows that faces the entire cellar. And Beit Sham says just simply the two outer rows, which also happen to be the two top rows. At this point in time, I'm not explaining the Mishnah with any type of specifics. The Gemara later on will be much more specific in terms of what exactly we mean by the two rows of Beit Shammai, what exactly we mean by the two rows of Beit Hillel. And the Gemara later on, about a week from now, in the Daf Yomi, is going to be much more specific about that. In the meantime, however, let's cover some of the more basic points that we're learning here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that on the night of the 14th, you must do a bedikah, you have to do an examination. The first point I'm going to make is the first word of the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off with the word or. Or usually means light. And the way I translated the Mishnah is that it means night. Okay, the Gemara's daf today and tomorrow, both daf Beis and daf Gimel, are going to be dedicated to the topic of how do we know that the word or in our Mishnah means night, but for the time being, just assume that the Mishnah means night. The other point, the larger point, however, that needs to be discussed in this Mishnah, is why is there a requirement of bedika? I'm going to be checking for chametz. Why? So first of all, just a quick introduction to chametz. We know that the Torah prohibits us from eating chametz on Pesach. There actually are three separate prohibitions of chametz on Pesach. Number one, we're not allowed to eat chametz. There's an Isser Achila when it comes to chametz. Number two, is that we're not allowed to benefit from chametz. That's an Isser Hanam. And number three, is that there's a prohibition to own chametz. That's ba yirah ba yimatzeh. So there are three separate prohibitions when it comes to chametz. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi writes, it's the second line in Rashi, Bodkin. So Rashi explains that the reason why I have to do bedika is, I'm reading Rashi, shelo yavor alav beval yera'e uval yematze. The reason why I want to do bedika is because I don't want to be in violation of yera'e uval yematze. Meaning, if I don't check for chametz and I leave chametz in my possession, so therefore I'm going to be owning chametz, and by owning chametz on Pesach, I'm going to be violating the isra of yera'e uval yematze. So Rashi says, check for the chametz, and by check, of course, we mean find it and destroy it, so that way you'll not be in violation of Ayurah Bayimase. That's what Rashi says on the Mishnah. Tosus, if you take a look at Tosus, first Tosus on the Masechta, so has a very difficult time with Rashi. In fact, if you look at Tosus, we're going to go through Tosus inside Pesha, Kanchushal, Olav, or Olav, Bevayirah, Vayimase, Vikasha, Lari. So Tosus quotes the Ri. Came in the Serach Binto, Kedamar, Bigmara, Habodeg, Serach, Shivatel. We're going to learn later on in the Masechta, and Davav, that even after you do bedika, there is a requirement to bitto, nullification. Now the Gemara is going to point out in Tosus quotes that Menatara, once you're mevato, once you nullify the chametz, that's it. It's no longer yours. So if it's no longer yours, so now you're not going to be in violation of Bayirah Bayimatze. Meaning by simple act of bitto, you have obviated the issues of owning chametz. And so therefore, Tosos wonders, Amayi tzrichu chachamim bedika kla. So if that's true, so then why do chachamim require bedika at all? Okay. V'neiru l'ri. So Tosos, therefore, does not accept Rashi's pshat. The Ri is going to give a different pshat in terms of why there's a requirement to bedika. He writes, continuing reading in Tosos, Da'afagav tzag bebita ba'ama, hechmiru chachamim livdo chametz uleva'aro. We have to look for chametz, we have to destroy it. Why? So Tosos writes, key line, shelo yavo le'achlo. Because if I don't get rid of the chametz, I may come to eat it. Meaning, if I do bittul, so that's true. So the chametz no longer belongs to me. So I have chametz sitting in my house, it doesn't belong to me. That's not a problem, that's fine. The problem becomes, as I'm sitting in my house on Pesach, and as I'm looking at the chametz, I will forget for a moment that today is Pesach, or the Yetzer Hara will just get the best of me, and I'll eat the chametz. So therefore, I get rid of it so that I don't come to eat it. In other words, according to the Ri, it's not, the bedika is not so that I'll be violating Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, because that could be just simply accomplished through bittul, but according to Tosus, the reason why the chachamim required us to do bedika, it says that there will be no tempting chametz in the house and I might come to eat it. In other words, in order so I don't violate the isra of achila. The Chaim Mashmal Kamen, and Tosus points out that when we get to the Gemara Daf Yud, you're going to see that really seems to be the driving force behind bedika. The Bai Rav of the Gemara over there asked the question, Kikar Bishmei Kara, Odim Ozim and Danaf of Asana Mechle. Let's say I have a loaf of bread, but it's all the way up on the rooftop. Meaning a place where I really can't access it. So do I need to do bedika up there? Maybe I'm concerned that the chametz is going to fall down and I may come to eat it. It seems very clear from that Gemara that the issue, the reason why the chacham required a bedika is that I may come to eat it. Okay. So we have two pshatim in our Gemara, in our Mishnah, in terms of why there's a requirement of bedika. Either Rashi, who says that you might be in violation of Bayi Matzah, or Tosos says that I may come to eat it. Tosos also deals now with another very basic issue. Chametz is prohibited to us. A lot of things are prohibited to us. Basar B'chalav is prohibited to us. Arla is prohibited to us. There are many Isurim in the world. So Tosos wonders, so why is that by Pesach, the Chachamim required us to get rid of the Isser out of our house. There's no other time where there's a requirement to get rid of the Isser, right? If we're allowed to, by most other Isserim, truth be told, there's no Isser of Bayra Bayimatse. But there's no reason to eradicate Isser from our house. So why is it that by Chametz there's a requirement to eradicate it? So that's Tosus' next discussion. Tosus asked a question. The Hatam Shechmir Kantfei Mibishari Suri Hana'a, just continue on in Tosos. So why is it now that there's more of a requirement to get rid of the Isser Hana'a, Shalot Shuchu Labara Mishum Dechamitz Motor Kol Hashana? So Tosos invokes a very important principle that we're going to see a number of times throughout the Masechta. Chametz is Motor year round. Velo Nasarach B'Pesach, meaning of the 52 weeks of the year, for 51 of them, we are permitted to eat chametz. And then comes Pesach, a week out of the year, and now we're prohibited. So we are all creatures of habit. We all know that we tend to do today what we did yesterday. And so therefore, very easily, we could be susceptible to forgetting that chametz is prohibited, and we're going to eat chametz. People will not separate themselves from chametz. So therefore, for that 1 week out of the year where chametz now becomes usher, not only becomes usher, but isuri kares, right? Very serious isur. So therefore, the chachamim required us to get rid of the chametz out of our house. There will be more of a temptation to eat chametz than any other isur, because for 51 weeks straight now, we've been eating chametz, and therefore more concern that we're going to want to get rid of the chametz out of our house. Tosfos notes, unlike all other Yisurim, now Tosfos gives examples of those Yisurim that are Asur Bahana, meat and milk, meat cooked with milk, Arla, fruit from the first 3 years, Klaya Kerem, a vineyard where you had other grains planted in the vineyard, where those are not only Asur, but Asur Bahana, there's not an obligation to get rid of it, to obliterate it. Well, there, as Tosfos points out, those are Yisuri Olam. Those are always Asur. So we know, we understand that we're not allowed to eat them. So we don't have to destroy. But when it comes to chametz, we have to destroy from our house for fear that we may come to eat it. Okay, so again, a basic machlok is between Rashi and Tosfos in terms of why is there this requirement of bedika chametz. And by bedika, we mean searching and destroying the chametz. Okay. We move to the Gemara. The Gemara now is going to basically be focused on one topic from here until until the end of today's daf. And that is a very simple question, my or. Our Mishnah says that when we do the Bedika, we do it the or la'arba asar. What does the Mishnah mean when it says or? Ravuna amar nagi, Rav Yehuda amar lele. So Ravuna says it means a day, meaning at this juncture of the Gemara, we're going to assume that according to Ravuna, you're checking for chametz on the morning of the 14th. And Rav Yehuda Amar Leila, Rav Yehuda says, no, you check at night, meaning the previous night, the eve of the 14th. Now the Gemara says, Kasaka Dacha, Demand Amar Nage, Nage Mamash, Umand Amar Leila, Leila Mamash. At this point in time, we're assuming that each of these Amaraim mean it literally. That Rav Yehuda means literally daytime, and Rav Yehuda means literally nighttime. Tomorrow, in Daf Gimel, the Gemara is going to note, they really don't disagree. But at least for today's Daf, we're going to assume that they're going to disagree. And Meisvei, and now here we begin. So the Gemara is now going to quote a series of psukim throughout Tanakh that indicate that the word or means day. So let us begin. Aboker or v'anashim shulchu. So this is now talking about Achi Yosef, the brothers of Yosef, who were sent home. So in the morning when it becomes light, so the men were sent home. Ama or yamamahu. That pasuk sounds pretty clear. That the word or over there means daytime. Iksiv ha'or boker. The Gemara deflects. Over there, the Torah does not say ha'or boker, but rather ha'boker or ksiv. But rather ha'boker or. Now, what difference does it make whether or not the or comes before boker or after boker? So Rashi explains the Gemara as follows. As an adjective, it is undisputable that the word or means to illuminate. As a noun, however, it could be that the word or means night. So the way Rashi understands it is that had the Torah said the word haboker or, sorry, had the Torah said the word haor boker, that the day of the morning, so then the word or is a noun, and then it would be, then we would have a good proof that the word or means day. However, it says haboker or, the morning becomes light, meaning there the word or is not a noun, but rather it's an adjective, it's describing the morning. There, everyone's in agreement that or as an adjective means light. Command Amar, the Gemara goes on to explain, Safar Nahar, the morning becomes light. Uchad Rav Yehuda Merav, Damar Rav Yehuda Merav. And the Gemara notes that we learn out a separate halacha from this pasuk, La'olam Yikanis Adem Bechitov, V'yete Bechitov, that when a person travels, he should be traveling during the daytime. Departing, arriving, while it's still light, departing while still light and arriving while still light. So that's what we learn out from this pasuk. But the pasuk is not an absolute indication that the word or means day. Or as an adjective can mean light, but the word or as a noun could possibly mean nighttime. Meisvei, the Gemara challenges again. Ochor boki yizrach shemesh. Pasuk from Shmuel Beis. So the end of Shmuel Beis, amor yamamahu. Once again, it seems like an indication that the or is a reference to day. Miksiv or boker, uche or boker ksib. Again, the Gemara, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, the deflection is basically going to be the same, which is that as an adjective, it means to light, we all agree. V'hachi kamar uche or boker b'olam hazeh, that just like the light illuminates the morning in this world, so too the sun will illuminate for tzaddikim in olam haba. Okay, but again, the point the Gemara is making is that or as a noun could be a reference to night. Once again, the Gemara quotes from the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. The Torah, in describing Maaseh Bereishis, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to the or as day. And hachi kamar, and again the deflection is going to be the same deflection. Lameir uva karuyom. As the world, as the day is getting light, meaning the word or over here is again not a noun, it's an adjective. As it's being lit, karuyom. So that is called day. Meaning when does day begin? When it starts getting light. Meaning not sunrise, prior to sunrise, we're talking about dawn. Meaning so as it is starting to get light in the world, it's approximately 72 minutes before Netzach Chama, before sunrise. So already that has a halachic status of day. We know, we saw the Mishnayos and Megillah. We're going to see the Mishnayos and Megillah coming up in the Daf Yomi, where the Gemara over there points out that halachic day begins at dawn. We're not 100% sure when exactly dawn begins, so we tend to push off certain mitzvahs till a little bit later in the morning. For example, Talson Tefillin, you should wait until Achiyakir, which again is approximately 45 minutes before sunrise. But the actual halachic day begins at dawn. That's what the pasuk means. Lemeir uva karoyom, that as the day is getting light, so that's called yom. And again, the deflection is the same exact deflection. That or as a noun may be night, but or as an adjective is a reference to being illuminated. And the Gemara says, now let's do this the other way. Meaning the Pasuk says that ule choshech kara laila. Now let's be consistent. Meaning choshech over there doesn't mean night, it means as it's getting dark. But then the conclusion comes out to be an incorrect conclusion. And that is that as it's getting dark, it is now turning into nighttime. Halachically, that's simply not accurate. That's not so. In fact, the Gemara points this out. The Gemara says, but we know that nighttime, halachic nighttime, is not until Seisa Kochavim. I mean, it has to be absolute night. You have to have three stars outside. So the Gemara says, you're right. This is what the Pasuk means. So in other words, now we're going to give a new interpretation of the Pasuk. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to the light. Now we are commanded on the mitzvah sayom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to the choshech. And therefore we're required for the mitzvah of night. Once again, the point is that or as a noun may in fact be a reference to night, to nighttime. But or as an adjective, and night as an adjective, sorry, and choshech as an adjective is a reference to light and dark. Meisvei, the Gemara goes and quotes another pasuk, kalu kol koch veor. Pasuk from the end of Sefer Tehillim, we say in Pesuka de Zimra, Ama or Tehu, what do you see from here that the word or is a reference to night? It says, koch veor, stars of the night. Okay, the first time where the pasuk actually, the simple pshat, the pasuk indicates that or means night. Hachikamar, aluko kochavim hammeir. Again, the Gemara says, no, that kochve or is not a noun, but kochve or means it illuminates, stars that illuminate. Elimata kochavim meir, hu debar shavuchi, shena meir la bay shavuchi. The Gemara says, what does that mean? That when we're praising the stars, we're only praising stars that provide light. Stars that don't provide light, we're not going to praise. The Gemara thinks that to be absurd, meaning every one of Maaseh Bereishis requires Shavach, not just the stars that we can see and that provide light. In fact, in that very same parak, it's very clear that we have to be Meshabeach all Maaseh Bereishis. So the Gemara says, no, a different point. What do we learn out from the Pasuk of Koch Ve'or is that any illumination that's given off of the stars or of the moon has the status of or, meaning it's considered light. So what?
The Gemara says, practically speaking, what does that mean? Let's say a person makes a neder and he says that he's not going to get any benefit from light. Okay, strange neder made by the individual, one which would seem to be almost impossible to abide by. But if he makes such a neder and he says, I'm not going to get any neder from or, from any type of light. So did not we learned in the Mishnah, it could be that the Braisa, Hanodim and Aur, Asabar Orn Shokochavim. So not only you're not allowed to get benefit from the light of the sun, that's obvious, but additional to that, you're not allowed to get benefit from the light of Kochavim as well. Meaning because the light that it produces has a designation of Or, we learn that from the Pasuk, and therefore it also falls under the umbrella of his Neder. Take a look at the Bam Tosos on the Amatos. So Tosos points out over here that when it comes to Nidarim, usually the rule is Hochanach Aloshim B'nei Adam. That it's not really the psukim that are going to determine what is the definition of a neder, but the definition of the neder is usually defined by what is common language and what is commonly accepted understanding of language. So it is a little bit strange. Though it's Tosfos that our Gemara over here is learning a halacha Nidarim based on a pasuk in Tehillim. That's usually not the source of what the definition of a neder is. So Tosfos over here, you can take a look at the Mam Tosfos and the Amos. So Tosfos basically goes on to discuss how if there is agreement between Lashon B'nei Adam and Tanakh, so then Tanakh can actually serve as a source. If there's disagreement between Lashon B'nei Adam and Tanakh, so then we're going to follow Lashon B'nei Adam. See Tosfos for that discussion. Meis for the Gemara, we're now in the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph. Two lines from the bottom. Lo or yakum rosech yikatel yiktal ani ve'avyon uvalayla yihi keganav. Pasuk in Iyov describes that during the daytime, the rotzech, the killer, the murderer, is going to come and he's going to kill both the impoverished and the poor. And at nighttime, he's going to be like a thief. Hamidam Rabbi Laila Yikaganav. Now look at the contrast of the pasuk. We're comparing Ur to Laila, Amma or Yamamahu. So obviously Laila is night, that's that we know. So it must be that Ur is a reference to day. Hasam Hachikama, the Gemara says, once again, not necessarily. In other words, we don't have to give that type of understanding the pasuk, but rather ipshita lach milsab kinahura. If it is obvious to you that anafashus kasi that he's coming to kill you, rotzechu. So now he's a rotzech, and itanatzila benav shom. And now he has the status of a rodef. You have now the ability to defend yourself. The imisavka lach milsab kalele. But if it's unclear to you, like night. So then, as you know, you don't treat him like a killer, you just treat him like a thief. He's not a rodef, and therefore, you do not have the right to defend yourself. If this sounds familiar, it should. Basically, the Gemara in Sanhedrin gives the same understanding of the Parsha of Ababa Machteris. And Parsha's Mishpatim and Shmos Perchav Beis. You can take a look at Rashi, where Rashi goes through the drushas inside. We see over there the similar drasha, that if you know for sure that someone is coming to into your house in order to rob you, and you know that your life is at stake, so now he has the status of a rodef, and you have the ability to defend yourself, even if it means that you can kill him. And the Gemara says, we're going to say the same pshat in this pasuk in Iyov, and by doing so now, basically we've deflected, and we've said that the word or as a noun is not necessarily mean the word day. We continue in the Gemara, we're on Beis Amud Beis, we're about six lines from the top of the Amud Meisvei, the Gemara asks a question based on a Braisa. Sorry, it's a Pasuk in Iyov. Yechashchu kochvei nishpo, yikav l'or v'ayin, v'al yireh b'afafai shachar. The Pasuk goes on to describe that the darkness of the stars were surrounding Yikav l'or v'ayin. I was hoping for the light, and it wasn't there. And my eyelids have not seen the morning. So midikamri yikavu deka light. Sorry, midikamri yikav l'or v'ayin. I was hoping to see the light, and I did not. Alma or yamamahu. Once again, the simple pshat in the pasuk in Iyov is that when he was hoping for the daytime, it means that the word or means day. So the Gemara again says we could deflect. We don't have to understand the pasuk literally. We can give a drush on the pasuk Amar, and what Iyov was actually saying is may be the will that this person is going to look forward to illumination and not to darkness. Again, basically what we've been doing, we're consistent in what we've been doing, and that is that we turn the pasuk of or not from a noun, but rather into an adjective. And so therefore, as an adjective, everybody agrees that it means to illuminate. As a noun, the Gemara is still maintaining that could be as a noun, it means night. Mezveh, the Gemara quotes another pasuk, V'amar achashoch yishupenim v'layla or ba'adeni. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, I was surrounded by darkness, v'layla or ba'adeni. And the nighttime and the light was against me, was opposite me. Alma or Yamamahu, so it sounds like by him being surrounded by darkness and him opposite to the day, it means that the word or in this pasuk is described as being day. Hasamachi kamar David, so once again, the Gemara tells us that this is what David meant. Ani amarti achoshech yishupen olam haba. I thought I was going to be surrounded by choshech and olam haba shu dom liyom, which is similar to the day. Achshav ha'olam hazeh shuhu domeh lelaila or ba'adeni. And now that I realize that I'm going to get a portion in olam haba, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi points out over here that what David HaMelech was thinking is that as he was being chased, he thought that not only is he not going to enjoy this world, but he also thought that he wasn't going to get a portion in the world to come. Rashi writes, Ani amarti mibnei chatai. David HaMelech was fraught with guilt over the sins that he had over his life. Sha'av min olam haba etareid. And he thought he wasn't going to get a chelek in olam haba. And Rashi goes on to write, Va'av shach shemachali alos ha'avan. And now that I had a mechilef and that sin, av min olam hazeh. And that means not only do I have olam haba to look forward to, but it even improves my olam hazeh. Rashi writes, Shayiti sharui ba b'choshech v'cherpa. In this world, I was in darkness and embarrassment. Heir ba'adeni, it lit up for me. Shodiya Kadosh Baruch Hu l'sonei David b'yemei Shlomo shemachal David. Rashi goes on to explain that it was indicated to David's descendants, to Shlomo HaMelech, that David received a full mechila. Excuse me. Rashi quotes the Gemara Moed Katan. The Gemara Moed Katan goes on to describe how when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to go into the newly built Beis HaMikdash, the Sharm didn't let him do so, and he davened b'schus his father David, and he was allowed access into the Beis HaMikdash to the Gemara Moed Katan for more description of that. But in the meantime, however, that's how we are understanding this pasuk from Tehillim. That's what David HaMelech was saying, is that the or mentioned over here is not a reference to day, but it's a reference to Olam Haba. Achshav Olam Hazeh Dom Laila or Ba'adeni. Okay, Meitzvei. Okay, and Adkan, meaning now that we could just take a breath and take a look back at the Gemara that we've gone over. So once again, the question of the Gemara is my or. What exactly does the Mishnah mean when it says or? Kipshuto, or means day. The Gemara quotes 8 psukim from Tanakh. We went through psukim in Bereishis, Shmuel, Bes, Tehillim, Iyov. And through these psukim, the simple pshat in these psukim is that the word or is a reference to day, and the Gemara basically deflected and said not necessarily. It could be that or is a noun as a reference to night, but or as an adjective actually refers to light and illumination. At this point in time, it is not clear from the psukim what exactly the word or means, so now the Gemara is going to leave the world of psukim, and now the Gemara is going to enter into the world of Mishnayos and Braisos. And based on the Mishnayos and Braisos that we're going to look at both today and tomorrow, we're going to see whether or not the word or means day or means night. Mezveh, so we start off with a Braisa, Rav Yehuda Omer, Botkin or. Arba'asar, Uva Arba'asar Shachris, Uvishas Habiyur. Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that we check for chametz. Now he goes into 3 stages. Or Arba'asar, the 14th Shacharis, and Shasabir, the time when we're instructed to destroy the Chametz. So if you take a look, in other words, Rav Yehuda is not saying that you have to check all 3 times. He means that if you don't check in the Or, then you check in the morning. And if you don't check in the morning, then you check in Shasabir. It's obvious, Midakam Rav Yehuda Botkin Or Abasar, Uva Abasar Shacharis, meaning before you check Shacharis, when do you check? You check Or Abasar, Ama or Ortahu. It is obvious now that the word or is a reference to night. Shema mina. So already from this braisa, it's been proved conclusively that the word or is a reference to night, not today. Meise. Now we're going to see this a number of times over the course of the upcoming Gemaras, where the Gemara has quoted a braisa which has conclusively proven that the word or means night. Whenever the Mishnayos of the Braises reference the word or is a euphemism, it's a Lashon Sagi Nahar. We're going to talk more about this on Daf Gimel. Why it is that the Mishnayos and the Braises choose the word or, but or is a reference to night. And the Gemara says Shema Mina, and then the Gemara is going to continue. And we're going to see this a number of times where even after the Gemara has conclusively said so, the Gemara is going to continue. It is curious how come the Gemara is going to give us the conclusive Shema Mina statement a number of times and yet continue to go on and to give other proofs as well. It's curious why the Gemara does that. I'm sure it's discussed. I don't have a suggestion. At what point on the 14th are you not allowed to do malacha? In other words, we're going to be learning about this at length later on in the fourth parak of Psachim, that there is a there's a nihug, there's a practice not to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is not Yontif. Erev Pesach is Erev Pesach. It's Erev Yontif. However, unlike other Erev Yontifs where there's a total heter malacha, right? It's not Yontif at all. But on Erev Pesach, there's Issur Malacha, there's a prohibition to do Malacha. What's the source of it? What's the basis of it? So we'll see later on. Primarily, it has to do with the bringing of the Karban Pesach, meaning we know, as we discussed already in the beginning of this morning's shiur, that we have a we have to bring the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Because we have to bring a Karban, any day in which a Karban is brought almost turns into a quasi-yantif. So Erev Pesach, even though it's not Yontif itself, but because the carbon is brought that day, so the day itself turns into like a quasi-Yontif day. And so the discussion is, at what point on the 14th day do we stop doing malacha? So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Mishasa, or Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishasa Hanetzachama. So here in this Tosefta, we have two opinions. We're going to see later on, there are more opinions than just these two opinions, but right now we have two opinions. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's Misha'as Ha'or, from the time of Or. Okay, Kipshuta, what he means by that is already night, meaning the eve of the 14th, already there's an Issur Malacha. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Misha'as Ha'Netzachama, already from sunrise, there's an Issur Malacha. And we have a dialogue, I'm like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Rabbi Yehuda, we have a dialogue between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we find that part of the day is prohibited in Malacha and part of the day is mutter in Malacha? In other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says to Rabbi Yehuda, your position doesn't make any sense. Meaning, what you're doing is, Netzachama, it's not the beginning of the day, as we discussed earlier this morning. The beginning of the day is really dawn, 72 minutes prior. So what are you doing? You're taking a day and you're dividing it in half? Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda says in his defense, Hu atzmo yochiach. What do you mean? Of course the day is divided. Meaning, let's take a look at the day of Erev Pesach itself. Meaning, the day of Erev Pesach, half of it were allowed to eat chametz and half of it were not allowed to eat chametz. A point which we haven't discussed yet, which is a very basic point to Erev Pesach, and that is the following. On Erev Pesach, chametz already is aser. Even though the yontif of Pesach didn't start itself, but nevertheless, chametz is aser on Erev Pesach. Min ha-Torah. At what point min ha-Torah does it become aser? Chatzos. Midday of Erev Pesach, chametz aser min ha-Torah. We're also going to learn that what the Chachamim did is that they made a little cushion, a little buffer. So already 2 hours before midday, we're not allowed to eat chametz. That is a din derabanan. In the meantime, however, we see that at least on the Torah level, the day of Erev Pesach is divided, where half of the day we're eating chametz and half the day we're not eating chametz. So, mid de ka'amar Rav Yehuda Mishas and Etzachama. Now, as far as we're concerned, it's a very interesting machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, but really, we really are focused on only one point, and that is the following. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was, when do I stop doing malacha on Erev Pesach? So the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda was, the Lashon of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is, Misha'as Ha'or, from the time of Or. So, what does that mean? Ama dekama Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, or to who? He meant nighttime. Or obviously meant night. So, and why is it so evident that he meant nighttime? Because look, what was his argument to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? His argument was, what was his argument to Rav Yehuda? His argument to Rav Yehuda was, how can you divide the day? What does that mean? It means that his position is the day's not divided. Well, if the day's not divided, so that means that there's an Isra Malacha on the entirety of the 14th day of Nisan. When does the 14th begin? Like any halachic day, the 14th of Nisan begins the night of the 14th. So it's clear that when he said that there's an Isra Malacha from Or, obviously what he meant was from the night prior. Lo. The Gemara rejects. The Gemara says, you don't have to say that. My Or, Amud HaShachar. You can make the argument that Or is really a reference to Amud HaShachar. It really is dawn. So the Gemara wonders now, well then, his argument that he makes to Rabbi Yehuda, well, can the argument rebound back at him? Meaning, now it comes out that his argument, how can you take the day to day and divide in half, is really an argument that affects his position as well. Meaning, if what he meant by Or is dawn, so that means that on the 14th day of Nisan, from the evening until dawn, I could do malacha. From dawn until night, I can't do malacha. So he's taking the day and he's dividing in half. So what kind of argument is he making against Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, against Rabbi Yehuda, when he himself also is dividing the day? Hachi Kamar. So the Gemara says that's really not so difficult. Bishlam lididi ashrechanet akabagi rabban ben yamam alalayla. Look, it could be that what Rav Yehuda meant was that the It could be that according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, what Or means is dawn, and it's and his argument to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, you're dividing the day, wouldn't apply to him, because at least it's precedented. At least we find in the area of halacha that night and day are separate from one another. In fact, the simple example would be the Gemara gives Gabitan and Sibor, a fast day. When it comes to a regular public fast day, so there's no requirement to fast at night, the fast only begins in the morning. When we say morning, what do we mean? We mean dawn. So in other words, when it comes to a Tanit Sibor, we are taking the day, the halachic day, and we're separating night from day. So the night there's no obligation to fast, the day there's an obligation to fast. When does the day begin? The day begins at dawn. So when he says, that would be Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, when Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says that there's an Isser Malacha from Or, it could very well be that Or means dawn. And what about the accusation that he makes? Aren't you dividing the day? Well, that accusation won't apply to him. Because we do find elsewhere in Halacha where night and day are separated from one another. Div Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's the end at the end of the Braisa. I should have read the whole Braisa. Div Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Roshon Omer, Ad Kros HaGever. Okay, Machlok is exactly when we start fasting, but at least you see that according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, for a fast day, day and night are separated from one another. But then he turns his attention to Rabbi Yehuda. You, Rabbi Yehuda, who say that the Isra Malacha starts at Nates. Nates? What's Nates? Nates, we're already 72 minutes into the day. Now you're taking the day, you're dividing it. Granted, you're not dividing in half, but you're dividing it. Where do we ever see that the Chachamim divide the day? So Amarle, now, as long as we're here, the Gemara now is going to go back and forth and explain the back and forth between Rav Yehuda and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So Amarle, who wants my yochech? Shemaksas amutu b'achilas chametz, shemaksas aser b'achilas chametz. So Rav Yehuda, in his defense, says back to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, okay, but at least in chametz we see that the day is divided. So Shapa Kamalei Rabbi Yehuda Rav Elazar, the Gemara says, that's a good point. Hachi Kamalei Rav Elazar. So Rabbi Eliezer says, not a great point. Amin Alach Anam Malacha Derabbanan V'atamat Li Chametz Daraisa. Look, I'm talking about Isra Malacha. Isra Malacha on the 14th day of Nisan is a Din Derabbanan, not a Din Daraisa. Min HaTorah, there's no Isra Malacha on the 14th day, so it's an Isra Derabbanan. I'm asking you, when do we find that the Chachamim divided day in half? Meaning, you want to tell me the Torah divides a day in half? Fine. But when do the Chachamim have a Takana, a Gzeira, an enactment? And when do we ever find that the Chachamim are going to divide a day in half? Meaning, when it comes to the Isra of Chametz on Erev Pesach, the Torah says so. The Torah says take a day and divide in half. But once the Chachamim are being Mesakein, where do we ever find that the Chachamim Stakana is going to take a day and divide in half? The Idach, Shavuz Derabanan. And what Rav Yehuda is going to say in his defense is, what do you mean? I do find that the Chachamim take a day and divide it, and that is the extra 2 hours that were added by the Chachamim, so that if instead of stopping eating chametz at midday, we stop 2 hours prior. And the counter argument to that is very easy. What do you mean? That's not the Chachamim dividing a day. All that is the Chachamim cushioning the Issur D'oraisa. The Issur D'oraisa is to stop at midday. Chachamim realize we don't know exactly when midday is. Back it up 2 hours. But that's not the Chachamim from on their own dividing a day. All that is the Chachamim just buffering and cushioning an Issur D'oraisa. So once again, we quoted a brisa that talks about when the Issur Malachas on Erev Pesach, according to the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, it's Mishasa Or, it's from the time of the Or. The question is, what exactly is meant by Shasa Or? The simple pshat means that already at nighttime you stop doing Malacha, but the Gemara says it doesn't have to be the pshat. It could be the pshat is that you stop at dawn. And it is precedented where you find that the Chachamim separate the night from the day. The Gemara continues, Meisvei, we are 4 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Ein masim masmus ala l'chodesh nira bizmano l'kacho, ve'ein masam masim masmus l'or iburo. Talking about Kiddush HaChodesh over here, the Chachamim, based on the Eidus, the testimony of 2 witnesses, are going to sanctify the new month. The new month can either be the 30th or the 31st day of the previous month. If Edom come and say that they saw the new moon, so then the Beis Din is going to sit down and be Mekadosh the 30th day. If Edom don't come, or if Edom come on the next day, so then Beis Din is going to be Mekadosh the next day. In the meantime, however, how was this information communicated to the Jewish people at large? And so the answer is, originally, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah describes, what they would do is they would light torches from one mountaintop to another mountaintop, and so the transmission of this information that Beis Din was Mekadosh the Chodesh on the 30th day of the previous month, meaning that the previous month was a Chaser, and Rosh Chodesh now is beginning on the 30th day, 30 now becomes day 1 of the next month, that information is communicated through the Masuos, through the fires on the mountaintops. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah goes on to describe that because of enemies of the Jew, so we had to stop this practice of communication. In the meantime, however, we're focusing on the Lashon of the Braisa, where it says, Ein Masin Masuos Ela Al-Chodesh Shanira Bezman Al-Kacho, Ve'ein Masin Masin Masuos, when is this done? When do we light the fires? Le'or Iburo, the eve of the 31st. Iburo, for simplicity's sake, just means, let's call it just the 31st. Meaning, the night after the 30th, the eve of the 31st. Ama or Ortahu. It's clear that we're lighting the torches on the evening, so that it can be seen from one mountaintop to the next. It's clear that it's nighttime, Shema Minah. So the Gemara says, another proof, another raya, that the word or, when used in Mishnayos and Braises, is a reference to night and not day. We're going to do one more Meisvei. The Gemara challenges, based on the following, Hayo Omen HaKolala LaMakriv LaMizbech L'Ora Taon Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. We know that a Kohen, before he does the Avodah every day in the Beis HaMikdash, so he must wash his hands. This is a process known as Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. We also know that if a Kohen does not wash his hands before doing the Avodah is Psula. Now, one of the reasons why, it's pointed out that we've shown him, one of the reasons why we wash our hands every morning is because we're like Kohanim who are ready to do the Avodah of every single day. That's the opinion of the Rashba. In the meantime, however, question arises, what if the Kohen didn't go to sleep the night prior? And the Kohen was up the whole night. So the next morning, does he need to wash his hands? This is what the Abraisa is addressing. And the Abraisa says unequivocally, yes, he has to wash his hands. The Abraisa says, Hayomi kol alayla, if he was up all night, umakriv al mizbech, and he's offering on the mizbech, le'ora, the next morning, ton kiddush adayim v'raglayim, he needs to wash his hands and his feet. Divrei Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe. What comes out clearly over here is that the word ora is a reference to day. Now, contrary to everything that we said up until now, meaning every brisa that we quote up until now, and every brisa we're going to be quoting in tomorrow's daf, gives us a clear indication that the word or used in the Mishnah and the brisa is a reference to night and not to day. This, on the other hand, however, gives us an indication the word Ora is a reference today, not tonight. The Gemara's answer is very succinct, Ora Shani. The word over there in the Braisa is not Or, but rather it's Ora. Ora is a reference to day. Or is a reference to night. Okay, Adkan, so quickly let's summarize. We started the new Mestechta, we started Pesachim. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the first parak of Pesachim deals with the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. We have a search for Chametz. We went over Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos why the Chachamim requires to be Bodek Chametz, Bodek and be Mevar Chametz. Rashi says it's for fear that we might violate the Yisra Bali Rabbi Yimatzeh. Tosfos says it's for fear that we may come to eat the Yisra Achila. Tosfos notes the reason why the Chachamim were more Machmir on Pesach, that we have to eradicate all the Chametzes from our house, is because for the rest of the year it was mutter for us. Lo b'dile minei. We're not going to hold ourselves back from eating chametz, and therefore the Chachamim required us to search and destroy the chametz out of our house. The Gemara's discussion from that point going forward, very easy to summarize. What does the word or mean in our Mishnah? At this point in time, we think that there are two opinions in the Gemara, Machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, exactly what it means. That's the Havamina, which basically continued through the entire day today. The Gemara quoted eight psukim and various brisas trying to prove whether or means day or night. From the psukim, the simple pshan, all the psukim is that or means day. The Gemara deflects, however. The Gemara suggested that maybe or as an adjective means day, but as a noun means night, a suggestion of the Gemara. Not the simple pshan, any of the psukim, but that was a suggestion of the Gemara. And then throughout all the Mishnahs and brisas that we quoted, maybe with exception of the last one we just quoted, it's clear that whenever the Mishnah of the Braisa uses the word or, it uses it in the context of night, that the word or means night. Tomorrow, Daf Gimel, what we're going to do is we're going to conclude that or means night, which, as I pointed out from the beginning of today's shiur, is what we knew all along, that the word or means night, and that mitzvah bedikas chametz is at night. And then in tomorrow's Daf, and Daf Gimel, the Gemara is going to start a beautiful discussion in terms of why it is that the Mishnah chose the word or as opposed to the word Laila in terms of describing the halacha of Bedikas Chametz.